5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy Valentine's Day!
That was obnoxiously loud. Hi, I'm Sol, and welcome to the Lost Levels podcast, where we talk about everything Nintendo, and, I mean, we've been out for a while, and today, as I previously mentioned, is indeed Valentine's Day. Actually, before we get started, I want to introduce my co-hosts. We have Spider-Staryu.
Spider-Staryu, hello. Yes.
We have Super Zamazee.
Hello.
And we have Dark Boo.
That was effed up, so...
I do that all the time.
Yes, so you gotta introduce yourself. Who are you?
I said I was Soul right at the beginning.
Did you? I wasn't listening.
This is episode 155 of the Lost Souls podcast, and we have a extra special and somewhat redundant podcast. I guess redundant because we've been doing so many Mario Party 10 podcasts, but it's another Mario Party 10 podcast because we got a lot of details from the motherland in Japan. So, I mean, there was it wasn't a direct, but it was almost like a new overview trailer. It's on the site, so if you want to watch it, go watch it there. At least I think it was a video. I don't want to regret saying it now.
It was the Japanese website, and they put up a bunch of information.
Oh, dang it. I'm stupid.
Yeah, today's podcast is going to be very bougie because there's so much news.
And because I'm a bougie when it comes to Mario Party.
Yeah, you're very bougie, so.
Oh, no, there's a video. I was right. With mini games. Okay. Anyway.
I hate that video.
I know. Congrats, SZ. Give him a little round of applause.
The
video's
by Mario Party Legacy.
I knew you were going to guess. All right. The first thing we're going to discuss is, well, we kind of discussed this already, but I think we saw them a little bit more in detail with the website and whatever. We are discussing the boards. I don't think we have any names, at least from what I can tell. But hey, we did see a little bit more of them, and those boards include the roller coaster board, the underwater board, right? It was underwater. We have the weird lava Bowser board, the one that's in the clouds with the airships, and the really long one with the graves and whatever. So, does anybody have anything to say on this in detail? Because I don't think there was actually any, important news released from it.
The only thing that we got from this is that there's only 5. At least as far as
we know. Oh, what?
Because it's usually six, seven, but 5, there's usually at least more than 5. Yeah, that's really it.
I was looking through the notes and it said 5 boards. I'm like, why would you just say 5 boards? I mean, yeah, we know. That's lame. As the host, I should be knowing this, but I really did not be prepared, but that's my fault.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
5 boards, you know, we have so much modes and things like that. I don't think it's gonna matter too much. We have so much stuff. So for y'all people who are commenting, being like, oh, I'm not buying the game now. Y'all ridiculous.
I have not seen one of those comments yet.
I've actually seen tons of those comments, so.
Ew.
Yeah, I have too, and it is stupid because you have the 2 modes, which basically put 2 different versions of each board. So it's kind of like you're getting more out of one than in past games. But
well, that's true. But we don't even know how, I guess you'd say how different it is, because they're really being, weird with the details on Mario Party 10, which kind of is annoying me, because I still don't necessarily understand Bowser Party too well, and maybe that's just a personal thing, because I am very slow when it comes to understanding things, so. I admit it, it's not somebody else shading me, it's me.
Yeah, you're right.
I might sound like I have a lips or something, because I have my teeth taken out. But we're going to clock tea where it needs to be clocked. Okay. See, now y'all get me mad already because my teeth are starting to hurt. People getting mad because there are only 5 stages, really? You have Bowser mode, Amiibo party. You have Bowser party, Amiibo party, and Mario party. Get real. You got like freaking, I think you have like 8 Amiibo boards. So come on now. Stop being greedy. They're not going to please you all around. We seen with Mario Party 9. People still complaining about this car. I'm sick of people complaining about this car when the car wasn't essentially the problem with Mario Party 9. The car led to other problems, but it was not the main problem. We all realize and figure out by now, that it was actually the luck involved. Reduce the luck, the car has no problem. We have no problems with the car. And also with these boards, I was looking at the dice blocks in the roulette. I saw a 4, 5, 6 dice block, a 1, 2, 3 dice block. And I saw all 3 dice blocks. It was like 3 on all sides. So I'm like, I don't understand, because the 1, 2, 3 dice block is actually, it's a green dice block. So, but my thing is, when they randomized it and Mario hit the dice block, it was a 3 dice block. Like, literally, 3 on all sides. And if it's a 1, 2, 3, it'll show a 1, 2, 3 on each side, but it was only 3. So I don't know what they're going to do with these dice blocks. I hope they get more dice block inventory.
Yeah, I was going to say I've seen a lot of people complaining, but I actually haven't, just because I don't know. A lot of people, I can agree with Stardew in saying that, yeah, there are some people who are already starting to complain about 5 boards, but to me, it's more of just, I'm not angry, I'm just disappointed, which sounds so, you know, like a school teacher thing, you know, like, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. That, it sounds like that. I'm not really angry at Nintendo, I'm just disappointed, because why? I'm very curious on why. I understand that there are multiple modes, but if there's like that, the reasoning is why. I'm really wondering if there is only 5 boards, maybe there's a special 6th one.
You want to know something?
What?
I have a question.
Is it a rhetorical question?
Nope. Okay. Toad Road, Buhara Castle, Magma Mine, Blooper Beach, Bon-On Factory, Bowser Station. Which one you never played that much? I can name two that I don't even play on Mario Party 9.
I never played
Blooper Beach. I play it a lot, but I couldn't stand that board.
I like the aesthetics.
I like how it looks, but I just hate every. I like the music, like how it looks. Just I hate everything else. Just too much luck on that.
No way, not Bat Ball
Factory. I never played.
And then sometimes I played Magma Mines, but I hated that one.
Magma Mines was just the longest one, so I did play that one. But Bat-On Factory, I never played it because there was no purpose to be playing an all luck themed stage. So I don't understand why they did 5, but I'm not mad that they did 5.
Unless maybe one of these 5 is also a flop, which makes it only, let's say, 4.
Mm-hmm. But I don't mind how many number stages don't determine the efficiency of a game. And we've seen with Mario Party 1. Wow.
That's true. But, well, if you're me, I don't really like Mario Party 1 that much. I like Mario Party 2 better, but, yeah. Moving on to the absolute best part of a Mario Party, am I right? Of this Mario Party is the Amiibo boards. We have 5 new ones. Count them. 5 new ones. Bowser and Toad have been shown off, and then 3 new Amiibo kind of were announced. Rosalina, Donkey Kong, and Wario. Like, they showed the figurines, like, in-game, but we don't know, per se, if this is technically announcing a new Amiibo wave, but we've seen their boards, too. They look pretty interesting. We saw a little preview of Bowser's, I think, through artwork as well as Toad's, so it's just, that's why I covered them first, but, they're interesting enough. I don't understand what most of them do. Like, they all have a special thing in the top left. Rosalina has some, like, launch star-like thing. Toad has I think it's a coin shop. Donkey Kong has a cannon, which that moment, I guess, makes sense, because he's probably going to launch it somewhere. And, who's it? Bowser has a Bowser wheel, which I think it's, like, I'm trying to see it. There's, like, 3 red coins, I think, and a Bowser space, and a little spin wheel. And then finally, Wario has one, and I think it's a lottery minigame with dice blocks. So how do you guys feel about the kind of new announcement of the new Super Mario Brothers Amiibos, kind of, and the new boards.
Very bodacious.
Very bodacious. I can agree with you on that.
I think the only reason they showed the, like, because you're saying, oh, it's like a new wave.
I know what you're going to say as the...
Yeah, but they, okay. Because those already exist. So for the Smash Brothers amiibos. So they... You can already use them once the game comes out. So they are basically showing the ones that you already have access to, even though that second wave doesn't exist yet. And then when they actually announce the second wave, they'll add the others that don't exist. Does that make sense?
Ezzy, I got you, but you didn't have to step on my toes like that. Gosh. Gosh. Moving on. Well, not moving on, but how's everybody else feel about it? I didn't mean moving on. I meant, like, hey, how's everybody else feeling on these boards? Because I think Ezzy kind of cut Stargo off, so...
He cut me... The only thing I said was very bodacious.
That's why I thought you were going to say more, and he just cut you off, I thought.
I didn't say... Oh, I wasn't going to say anything. All I had to say was very bodacious. And maybe if I continued, maybe I would have said ostentatious, too, but...
Do you have any ones that look... Of particular interest
of the amiibo ones?
Yes, of the new ones.
Oh, I think Wario's is really big sexy. I really love that board. That board looks bodacious on all in all shapes of the adjective bodacious. I just love that little, like, the one little biker helmet. You see that, like, I think that, like, towards the bottom left, if I remember correctly, because I'm not looking at anything right now, yes. But the bottom left has, like, a biker hat, which I thought was really cool, you know. Little reference to WarioWare.
I think it's supposed to represent, like, Wario through the years, because they have, like, a Wario safari hat, and then a Wario plumber cap, and then the Wario biker helmet.
Yeah, so all sorts of Wario. I love that Wario one, and I think Toads looks pretty nice. Peaches looks great. Yeah, they look really good. It's gonna make me want to get all the Mario amiibos now. Oh, boy. I gotta save up money for these damn amiibos, because I'm running out of money, because I'm spending all my money on these amiibos. Oh my god.
Well, you don't need to get the Super Mario amiibo. You already have them.
Well, yeah, I don't need to get those. I can just... Because I don't really care that much about the Smash Bros. Amiibos for that purpose. Oh. So I could just get the ones I don't have, like Toad.
I might get the Rosalina amiibo since I really like her. But other than that, I don't think I will.
Yeah, I don't
know. No, and Toad.
Because also, the Mario ones, they're going to last a long time. Mario, Luigi, Peach.
Yes.
That's why everyone should not be focusing on getting those first, all right? Unless you have no amiibos, then you can get them. Ezzy. Like, what?
Ezzy.
What about him?
Yeah, what?
He's getting them.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I'm glad he's getting them, but well, I don't understand what that has to do.
Never mind. I think
he's getting those first?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
never mind. Move on. Somebody please in the comments, Scott, what I was saying, please, because now I sound like an idiot.
Okay, what was I going to say? But you should get the ones like Toad and things like that first, which Toad's like sold out, which that pisses me off, because I wanted to get Toad. Now I have to freaking
I think it's up on GameStop again. I'm going to go check for you.
Thank you. I had to spend $30 on all these damn amiibos. When I got Pit and Captain Falcon, that was $60. When I bought Rosalina,
what?
$30. It was Pit and Captain Falcon, and I thought they were rare, so that's why I was like, oh, okay, they're rare. Which, Pit is rare, so I was justified in getting that. So, but it's like, I swear, like, every time I buy these damn amiibos, I'm always spending like freaking $30. This is freaking ridiculous. I wanted to spend just 13. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start selling amiibos. All right, I got like a Diddy Kong amiibo. I'm going to wait a while and then I'm going to sell for a lot.
I've been having, well, Diddy Kong's probably not the best one to start with. I know this is like an off topic thing, but I guess since we're doing it, we'll talk about it really quickly. Diddy Kong's not the best one, cuz what I found out is Diddy Kong it's not a common one, but he isn't too hard to find now.
Oh.
What I'm going to be doing is I accidentally got a Sheik amiibo, which that's a weird story. And I have it in my possession, but it's not opened. And what I'm going to try and do is I'm going to be trying to trade it for Sonic, because Sonic seems to be the rarest Wave 3 that I don't have, or I won't be getting. And then I'm also going to try and get, I got an extra Rosalina. And I'm going to see if I can get a Captain Falcon for it, because I don't think anybody's going to give me a villager for it. And so I'm going to aim for a Captain Falcon, because he's the only one I'm missing of Wave 2 with. So, yeah. But I suggest Yeah, if you're going to try and do it, if you go to GameStop to get Kirby and the Rainbow Curse on next Friday, really look. There weren't, like, there were none in my GameStop. Like, went to get our new 3DS. I was at school, but my little brother and mother picked it up. And they were like, yeah, there were no Wave 3 Amiibo there. Like, it was the launch day, and there still weren't any. So, I mean, try your luck and go to a GameStop and see if they have Mega Man, Ike, King Dedede, or Sonic next Friday for both Star U and anybody listening. But, sorry, back to the Amiibo boards. Does anybody have anything else to say on them?
You know, warp, oh my god, it's the teeth. The warp pipe space, we know what it does. It warp you to the other, warp pipe space. And basically, it's like a Mario Party. You roll 1 of 6. It's like a classic Mario Party. Literally. And that's it.
Oh, is somebody else talking? I was about to cut them off. Okay, now. Moving on to another thing. The roster. The final roster was revealed. And we basically have no other confirmations. The roster we've had since, maybe last month is pretty much the same. We have Mario, Luigi, Peach, Daisy, Toad, Yoshi, Wario, Waluigi, Donkey Kong, and Rosalina. And Spike, who is now confirmed to be an unlockable character, and Toadette, who was long since speculated to be a character. And I guess if you want to count Bowser, he's also a new character. I think really the main focus is on Spike. How do we feel about Spike being a character?
Well, I'm not really disappointed. I'm just kind of maybe a little bit irked, just because I think because they added Spike as a playable character, but I feel like that could have gone to anyone else. Like, hell, I hate this character, but it could have been Shy Guy, you know, Koopa Troopa, it could have been Blooper, Hammer Bro, maybe Boo. You know, it could have been to a lot of different characters, but they gave it to a character who I don't really feel is that important, and it's also kind of pudgy. That's no Tino shade against pudgy things, but I'm just saying, it's kind of I don't like Spike, and if Spike is the creature I'm thinking of, I never really liked the Spike character, so I'm kind of indifferent. Don't hate it, but I just don't exactly like it.
I would have never thought that they would choose Spike out of everyone, how they just took the Mario Party 9 boss and made him as an actual character to play as, mm-hmm. And we're gonna clock to see on the boss battles as well when we get there. But I don't care, because I'm not usually a character fanatic. If they had Boo and Dry Bones, I'd be jumping for joy. But they have Toadette, so I can play as Toadette.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
That mushroom weave.
I think it's fine but because we have all the other ones, DK, Rosalina, Toadette, those really made up for anything else, I think. So
I mean, yeah,
if
we do have DK back.
That's fine.
But people don't know, our newer generation, they don't understand Donkey Kong realness from being back, because they never played Mario Party 1, 2, or 3.
Well, or 4. There might be some who have played Mario Party 9 and Mario Party 8, and he wasn't in either of those games, I don't think. So, maybe that's something, but for people who, I guess, understand the series more, Donkey Kong coming back is kind of a big thing, because he hasn't been back since 4...
Four.
Sweet. Oh, I'm getting better at remembering numbers. So yeah, it's a big deal. And then we do have Rosalina, who's a new character who people have been asking for, I guess.
And many people, the newer generation, love Rosalina. So it's
Rosalina. They love I don't know Rosalina. Why. She just seems so cool.
One thing I can say I'm disappointed about is I'm really disappointed they didn't add Birdo back. I like Birdo. I know I'm probably the only one, but I like Birdo. I think, you know, I'm sad that they didn't bring her back. They're taking her out of, a lot of games. She hasn't been in Mario Kart 8. Yeah. She hasn't been in, Mario Party. She hasn't been in, anything recently.
She's left us for another talking dinosaur.
To her? Not it. Her.
Her, yes, shady. Essie, her. Don't be shady. Her.
You were being shady, Essie.
Because... I mean, not because, I just, that's just the way it is, but it's weird that she's not here, because I assume 9 and 10 are very similar in code and engine and stuff like that. So it's just weird that they wouldn't bring her back. Like, I understand 8 to 9, like, transferring those characters, but this just feels kind of off. Like, I don't... And, like, usually if they take someone off, they have a new role. And I don't see
that. Yeah. I want a new talking... I want my purple, pink talking dinosaur with a snout to come back. And I'm not just talking about Barney.
I don't know why so many people hate Birdo, but that's another topic completely. But, you know, otherwise, I think the roster's all right. Because, you know, I have Peach, I have Daisy, and I have Toad, so... And Wario. And, of course,
Toadette. Toadette's always my favorite in Mario Party. Well, I'm going to use Rosalina now, but...
I'm glad they brought back Donkey Kong, but I never really used Donkey Kong. I never really used him. Yeah, I just like him being there, though.
I think we mentioned this in, or something along this in when we were talking about Mario Kart 8, like, months back. And we were talking about, like, we might not use a character, but it feels weird without not having them in there. Oh, I think it was Birdo. It's weird that they didn't have Birdo in it, even though probably no one used her. It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though she was only in 2, I don't know. Birdo is, I guess, being cut out. She's the new Toadette. She was getting cut out of everything, and now Birdo is. But nobody really cares for Birdo that much compared to Toadette.
Yeah, so. That's the big difference. There's very few Birdo fans, so... Yeah, but otherwise, the roster is really good, you know, and... How many characters do we have again? We have...
13?
I thought it was 14. My mind is like not working. Because Shy Guy and Koopa are gone. You see that? I was counting 13. Them. I don't 13, know why yeah. I did. Okay, so yeah, 13. Yeah, pretty good roster. Decent.
I think since we're done with the roster, I literally have nothing to say on this. Well, just because I'm really not. This isn't my forte. We have a whole bunch of mini games. I think. Apparently, there are 75... This is from SD Typing. So if any of this is wrong, you can blame Web Administrator and Game Enthusiast Super Zambazine.
Oh.
31 free-for-all minigames, 10 1-versus-3 minigames, 10 2-versus-2 minigames, 10 boss, which include characters such as everybody's favorite Petey Piranha, the Kamek, Monty Mole, Mecha Koopa, Bowser, King Boo, Blooper, Mega Goomba, Sledge Brother, and Cheap Chomp. And there are 10 Bowser minigames for, I think, Bowser Party, and 4 bonus minigames. I think since Boo's going to analyze these, Boo, do you want to go first, or do you want the people who have less to say to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay. I'm going to be...
Four-player minigame. I'm just going to do the one they show in the video. The one that's the one you spin around and around, the Japanese translation is round and round jump or something around there. Something corny and stupid. But for this one, I think it's more of momentum based. It's only 2 rounds, and I think it's a very momentum based because when you get launched, it's a centripetal force if you don't understand physics. And that's how they actually calculate it in there. It's centripetal force. So really, when you get launched, the minigame will get easier by due time. But when you get launched, you probably want to launch yourself like at the left 40 so you can get to that 100 in the middle. That minigame is nothing special. It's just probably press A and get launched in many rounds.
I thought it was cool. I mean, I just hope that, like, I know some people are going to fail really badly on that one.
Yeah.
And I know some people who are going to excel... in ways I can't imagine in that one, so... Hint, hint.
Let's see. With that shade on yourself?
Moving on.
Move on! Move on.
Okay, I guess Soul don't want to say anything.
Soul's gone.
Okay. The next one's the golf minigame. Oh my god, I had the translation for the golf minigame.
You did?
Yeah, but I lost it. But this one is basically whoever hit the putt first, hit the ball first, and yeah, make sure you don't hit the bomb. If you hit the bomb, you lose 50 points.
You get 50 points actually if you hit the bomb.
Really? Don't do that to the children. They won't believe.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, right. They would believe it.
I have no problems with this minigame. It looks fun.
Yeah, it's good.
looks amazing.
Can somebody name them things for me? I don't know what they call.
Oh, I know what they are, but I don't know the name.
I thought they inspired that from like Superman in 64.
Yeah, those things with the eyes. Those thing with the eyes, yeah.
But it looked rather intriguing. And also, a side note for this mini game. One character, I think it was Donkey Kong, get pushed all the way off, but he still jumped back on. So I was like, really? Really? Wow. We want to go there?
So you got to really pay attention to where, when something's going back, immediately go forward to the next
one. Yeah, it looked like you can get cornered as well in this mini game.
Oh, that's probably going to happen all the time to me. Not to you, no shade. Yeah.
That.
The next one is the ice. It's the like the snowy ice situation where you try to jump.
That one looks. That one looks snowballs nice.
To slide under the. Somebody help me with that enemy.
Those seal things.
Yeah,
I. Slide under I don't know the name of them again.
Me neither.
Oh dang but, it! There's a name. Was,
that looks fun. That
yeah, it looked like a basic mini game.
I don't remember which. I remember which. I think I know what you're talking about because I'm looking at it and I can barely see them. But I think I know what anime you're talking about. I don't remember the name of them either, but they were in, like, what, Super Mario
U.
Brothers U. Yeah. But I like the aesthetics of it.
Okay, so I have a question on this one. If you, because if you get hit, you fall behind. Does that mean that you now have to jump over them because you're behind, or do you still have to slide under?
Maybe it's just depending on the timing.
Timing.
Okay, because I was thinking that like it was basically if you see pink, you slide. If you see white, then you jump.
I feel it was racist. Timing.
Yeah, I think it's timing too. But
the next mini game is like a photo finish mini game.
Yeah.
Not saying photo finish for Mario Party 4, if somebody asks. Not that type of photo finish, but this one's like you fight to get on the pedestal and. Up your pedestal, the platform, and then when the time runs out, you take a picture. You gotta face in front to get the full 10 points. I think if you're on a platform facing left or right, you get 8. And I think if you're facing back, you probably get like 5 or 3.
Yeah. Something
it
like that.
It looked like a minigame that will piss me off.
Yeah, that one looks. Oh. I wish. That one's for me feels like it'd be so fun at the same time of being. Like, I can't stand the minigame.
I don't like seeing minigames like this, because then it's making me wish even more that I had Wi-Fi. Oh my god, but we would have a field day with that.
Yeah, see, I just imagine people screaming at the end of this one.
Boo, stop pushing me! Boo, what are you doing? Boo's like gagging on Skype.
I honestly cannot wait till somebody is able to hack the Wii U and somehow make this game online, because I will be on it the ball.
Don't expect that anytime soon.
No, it won't be till years to come.
I hope they do it. For the next mini game, it's the one that we were shown in at E3. It's basically the same thing, so why not go over the cheap one? I just like the
I like the next one.
This rendition of the Star theme song, like the Starman theme song. Mm-hmm. I like the rendition they have, and that's the only thing I have to say about it because it's literally the same.
I'm really good at these types of games, so I like those.
The next one reminds me of Strawberry Short Fuse from Mad Party 6. It's just that there's no bombs, and I can be happy at the same time, and they don't randomize ridiculously.
Damn, this game is making me hungry for donuts. Oh
yeah,
my god.
I'm already hungry, too.
My friend and I... Oh, shoot, speak of which. I was going with my friends, and they, I'm going out with my friends later, and I think they're getting those donuts, like, special Dunkin'
Donuts. Oh, you make me sick.
So I better text them right now. Continue.
Stop it. Anyway, this about this minigame. We're talking about minigames. We're talking about donuts.
Get mad.
Please.
This is related.
This minigame, I think it's interesting. And, of course, just like I always do, I'm going to get my phone, take a video to see where the biggest donut thing went, and then... Put it on pause and then choose the one, you know, that has the most donuts. That's what I did in Mario Party 6.
Really?
I literally set the video to lame. Boo. I literally set a video where like I literally paused it. You literally see me pausing it. And okay, I'm calculating where did the bomb go. So I always do that. Well, who cares? It's just by myself. I don't do it with like people. Just by myself.
Wow.
I remember all of them. And you can remember 4 out of 5. And then I just give up. The next minigame is the paintball one.
Ooh, I thought that one was cool.
I think it looks cool, like aesthetically. I don't think it. Also, it seems like a fine minigame.
The way the blocks have changed in the actual video, the blocks weren't like that. But when you click, when you try to clink, really, when you try to click the video on the site, it has a different layout. Like it has like 3x3 where the blocks are spaced out by one, but in 3x3 appearance. So I think the stage itself changes with each time or something around there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think it looks so cool. I love the paintball one.
I think it looks fine. Maybe it's just because the footage was really short for that one. Well, not super short, but it was kind of short, so I haven't gotten to see a full experience of it. If it is, like, so good, we could just be able to, you know, play it, like, by itself. That sounds fun if it is good. Because I like competition minigames like that.
And the last minigame, like a high speed minigame.
Gotta go fast.
It goes fast. The acceleration is ridiculous. Because it just zooms out of nowhere.
Ooh, it looks so cool. I want to play it right now. Oh my god. The cheap one with the we're going fast like that? Yeah. That's so cool. I want to play it right now. That makes me sick.
It reminds me of like mobile games like that.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to play it.
And also as the one of that it's not in the video but one of the mini games look like it's Balloon Burst from Mario Party 2.
What?
It's what?
What?
Balloon Burst from Mario Party 2.
Really?
Which one is that? I don't remember.
It's not a video. It's on the site. It's like the last minigame, isn't it?
No, Balloon Burst, which I don't remember what you do in that.
Pump Bowser up! You do yeah. You pump! Oh.
Like pretty much the legendary minigame from Mario Party 2.
Hey, you have no room to talk, okay?
I don't even play the N64 versions ever, and I knew that.
Moving on.
But yeah, that's one minigame. Now let's move to 1v3. Yes, 1v3.
Oh, 1v3. Alright, I'm at 1v3 right now.
The first minigame is the one with that platform where you gotta go, where you gotta really be on the right side for it to move right and left for it to move left. That minigame looked like.
It pissed me off.
Yeah, it looked like it looked like unfairness yet balanced with the unfairness. It's like it looks unfair on both ends, but it's balanced with the unfairness.
I don't know. I feel more. It's like it's more unfair for the one player. Maybe that's just me.
I don't like the minigames where it's basically. Usually 1v3 minigames, I like the ones where you control the game, not when everybody else is trying to attack you. Because those are hard. So.
The next minigame is the. It's the one with the suits. Let me say the suits for everyone, because they always say clover, and it pisses me off. Spades, diamonds, hearts, clubs, not clovers, clubs.
Oh, yes, get into it.
I'm fine with either one, but I say clubs.
And that minigame looked so one-sided, but it looked like you have somebody... if you have them three players knowing what they're doing, the minigame, you just lost the minigame. Literally.
Oh, that minigame looks fun. Oh my god, I'm gonna have fun with that one.
It looks fun, but it looks like if you have a team of three who know what they're doing, there's no way you're gonna win.
Yeah, you're right.
Meanwhile, with the next minigame, that one looks like it's so unfair. It looks like it's one-sided for the solo player. The fact that they can control in any direction, it looks like the timing for it, like the team of three, it looks like they don't even have a response time for it.
Yeah.
But I don't mind because I'll be very happy. Very happy. True team.
The layout probably changes for that one too, so you can't just get used to it.
Oh, of course.
That'd be very good. Be very good. I will love it. And the next one is the one that's like a soccer theme one.
What? Are those supposed to be buttons you press to pass?
It looks like it.
Oh, yeah. Like, if you're, let's say, Waluigi in this case, you would press 1 to pass it to Donkey Kong. That's weird. I feel like they should just have it, direction pad. Up, left, right, down.
But how will they have... Well, you could have a direction pad, but... I guess they said buttons are better.
I guess.
This is another minigame that I thought looked really cool.
And yeah, it does look... It looks simple and fun. This one is a little more different than... the single player going after the other three, or the all three of them going after the single one.
It's like this monkey one, in the middle.
Yeah, except with three people. Or, yeah.
And the next one, Move to the Music 2 Remake. Mario Party 2.
Yes!
And it looked like a complete remake. It looked like minigame ends real quick, because it looked like it does one some shit, like one little round. And if the team collaboratively messed up 10 times, I guess they lose.
Move to the Music's always the best.
Yeah, that was a really good one. I never screw up and Move to the Music, so.
I usually don't. Some people are like the annoying ones who literally don't have any breaks with them, hardly. And I hate playing those people, like, those people who just are basically just spam buttons and stuff. But this one at least isn't too hard, because I think there's only two buttons to press.
If there's any more than that, then that's not fair. if you could press A, up, down, left, right, 2, 1, then that would not be fair.
And now to move to the Two Faces 2 minigame, and something to note with the Two Faces 2, they are somehow manipulated in Mario Party and Amiibo Party. So we don't know how they're going to do Two Faces 2 minigames. But for this one, are these called Groom Brats?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I got it right. Goom Brats. This one reminds me of something that I played with SC recently.
Oh, no.
And it got me pissed because I suck.
Oh, wait, is it what I think it is?
Yes.
Wait for it. Mario Party 7.
Mario Party 7, I saw when you guys were playing that. You failed drastically, boom.
Yes,
like, really bad.
Got me so mad. It looks just like that.
What is it called? Wait for it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
The next one.
I pray for you, Boo.
The next one, I only could ask Honey Bunches this. Oh. You know Sonic Shuffle?
Yes!
Is this minigame just like it?
Okay, wait. It's the one after the Goom Brats one, right?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I'm at the moment. Okay, let me see.
Can you give me the timestamp for that as well?
No.
I don't know the timestamp. I'm on the site.
I'm on 320. I'm around like 320.
Okay.
It's not exactly like it, Boo, but it's sort of like it.
Because
in Sonic Shuffle, you have to like do like a whole, like it's like in like a square, like a triangular squarish shape, and you have to fill in the blanks. So it's kind of like it, but not exactly. But you're right. It is mostly like it.
Somewhere.
And then the shapes will fall if you like move in a certain direction. Yeah, it is kind of like it.
So I really had nothing to say about it that I sorted somewhere else. Mario Party 10 has a thing for sports minigame.
Yeah.
Now they have a volleyball one. We just went past a golfing, just went past, I think it was a soccer. Now we have volleyball.
Volleyball. Ball.
And this one looks very simple. It looks very simplistic.
Yeah.
You say it's simplistic, but I know for some people, it will not be simplistic.
Some people will be like, it's hard. And I'm like,
yeah, this one, that one,
how do you hit the volleyball?
Once you get the rhythm down, I feel like there's no, like, you know, difficulty then.
They need to change the rhythm then.
It didn't look like the rhythm changed at all.
So, the next one now is a soccer.
More soccer.
Or football for you European loves.
Nothing to say about this one.
It looks cool. Oh, it's like bumper ball, sort of. You're on a ball.
Standing on the inflatable balls seem kind of weird, because why would you do that? Like, couldn't you just run around? Like, what's the point?
It's more fun to push a ball with a ball.
But what's the point? Like, is it balls together?
I think it looks fun. I think that looks fun.
It looks fun. Just,
they're becoming more and more creative. I like it. And even like with the simple ideas, they're executing them well. I like it.
And the last one looks like Teen Treasure Trek from Mario Party 4 mixed with Light Up My Night from Mario Party 6.
This one looks cool.
The only thing they have to do is meet up. That's why I think it's like a mixture between both of them.
Yeah, lucky. Because you don't... I like
it's simpler
one,
than Treasure Chest, because sometimes you're when you're with someone who's just stupid, they'll be going the opposite way. They can't find their damn thing. But you're, it looks like you have it at the beginning. At least it looks like that.
Yes, and I'm very happy because of that.
Oh yes.
I'm like, ain't nobody got time for that.
No one got time for stupid computers or whatever.
And that's it for the 2 versus 2. Actually, now we have boss battles.
Boss.
Start with the ones they show. PD Piranha, we already seen how that was, so do we need to go over it again?
Not really.
Not really. We already talked about it, but it, like I already said before, it's cool. I like PD Piranha.
And we think that she gonna be a boss in the amusement park, obviously.
Who?
Aesthetic reasons.
Who'd you call she?
You said she?
PD Piranha is in a she? What? I've always called it a he.
Yeah,
its name is Petey.
Petey.
Petey's a boy name. It's not a girl name. You've always thought Petey Piranha was a she?
No, boo.
I always thought it was an it.
No, no.
Oh, okay, good.
She,
it. Okay, it. I'll take it over she.
I'm not going to believe that he meant it as she. Like, he meant to
oh
say
my
she.
God.
I'm not going to believe that.
I believe it.
Ezzy, keep your mouth shut.
Oh.
It. Let's just say it, then. The next one is Kamek, the boss battle for Kamek. It looked like it does too much for me. It looked like it goes all over the top. But I like it, though. And I like that all these minigames, they're not subjected to luck.
Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat. But anyone has stuff to say about that boss battle?
It looks decent. It kind of reminds me of the Super Paper Mario thing where, like, you're shooting, Mr. L. Or whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
kind of reminds me of that. Yeah, the bot. When you're, like, in space and shooting at it with squibs or whatever that little squid thing's name was. It kind of reminds me of that. I might be the only one who thinks that, but it reminds me of it.
The next one, Monty Mole. This one looks fun.
This one looks cool. A little confusing at first when I first saw it, but at the same... It's, like, almost like an obstacle course because there's, like, first the maze and then the shooting stuff. I liked it. What the idea?
To me, it's fun. I love mazes, so it's very fun to me.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Yeah, it looks fun.
No one. Next one is somebody help me with that.
Mecha Koopa.
Enemy. Yes, this one looks boring. To me, this one looks very boring. The scores even make it look boring because everybody got 3 and it's a halfway point. Like, really?
Oh, that's that stupid thing from freaking Smash Brothers that I can't stand.
Yes.
I know it's from other Mario games, of course. I'm just saying, I can't stand that creature.
It looks really annoying because it's basically based off of timing, and I don't like stuff like that.
Yeah, same.
And also, one thing I forgot to say, where these boss battles will probably take place. The Kamek one, I don't know where it'll be. Probably the cloud.
Oh, clouds.
Essie, stop.
Oh my god, Essie, what was that? Ooh, Essie's in trouble.
Essie,
who you shot?
Essie, be on that good.
I was saying it's probably for the haunted one.
Ooh, SC calling,
yes.
Causing mayhem. Woo, the police are after you.
Yes, Kamek's for the haunted one, but then...
Yeah,
but
makes sense.
Sledge Brothers would be with Sky, so would Monty. King Boo would be haunted as well. The two lava ones are the Bowser one. Goomba and Petey are the first one, and whatever two are left. The water ones are
Blooper
for the water
and
one.
Cheap Chomp.
Yeah.
Okay, we
Chain Chomp for water? That's weird.
Cheap Chomp.
Oh, Cheap Chomp.
Gosh.
Is
that that Bubba thing from Super Mario 64?
What, Boo?
Honey Bunch's axe was that one for Super Mario 64.
You know that big Bubba thing with the giant Cheep with the glasses?
Yeah, I thought that was called Bubba.
Yeah, Bubba. Is that it?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, it's not that. It looks like something different.
Oh, whoops. What happened was.
And, the one with, what is this? Oh, Bowser! That's it, the Bowser one. Anyone have something to say about the Bowser one itself?
Looks pretty cool. It doesn't look uninteresting, but I feel like I like the Monty Mole and what's the other one that we just covered? not Petey Piranha. No, they're the Peter Piranha Piranha. I think they're, like, a little more fun to me.
This look like Think Tank Man 47. It gives me that type of realness.
Huh.
So, yeah, it looks like Think Tank on crack.
Yeah.
It's good.
I couldn't stand that minigame in Mario Party 7 or 6 or whatever. Mario Party 7.
Me neither, because when I was a solo player, I just knew how to get people out.
Of course you know how to get people out. Right? You live for that stuff. You live for shooting people down.
Yes, I do. Thank you. And the ones they didn't show are the King Boo one and Blooper, Mega Goomba. Somebody help me with that.
Sledge.
Somebody help me with that.
Sledge? Do we even see either of the underwater ones?
Boo, that is prejudice to call Sledge fat.
He is!
Well, actually, you know, maybe he's not. Maybe we should be using less problematic words. Maybe we should be saying, you know, a little bit overweight or like big bone, like fat. Like, he's just a little bit overweight. It's so funny. I mean, I wouldn't say fat.
We say big bone.
Well, no, because big and fat are really problematic.
And we have cheap. What is that name? Cheap Chomp. And that's it for the boss battles. Next is let's see what the next one is. What are these minigames called? Special? No, not special. What are they called?
Bonus.
I mean, I just called them bonus. We don't really know what they're called.
Okay. We have one that they play badminton, and I love badminton. It's a quiet yet stressful game. I love it. It looks nice too. I love badminton, so I have no problems with it. The next one looked like Stick and Spin Volume 2.0.
I was like, oh gosh.
And the next two are Bowser Jr. mini games. I have no clue what they do, so don't ask me.
Well, okay. Wait, you showed the Bowser Jr. ones? I think these are Bowser Party ones.
Those are pictures.
Oh, I'm looking at the video. Yeah, the pictures. So I can't tell you this.
Oh, no. Yeah, those are pictures. And I gotta get to the Bowser Party ones as well. And so last and not least, oh Jesus, there's a lot of mini games. Bowser Party. And I can't find where Bowser Party is, so let me just... Let me just take a foot in the video because I can't find it on the main site. And I don't know Japanese like that. We have Bowser's Bad Breath.
That was Boo's.
It's about time it's gonna happen.
Boo, you just got. Do you call your own phone?
Hey, can somebody make a jingle?
Boo, give me your phone number to your phone.
Make a jingle for Boo's phone. Every time.
Believe it or not, play something, something.
Oh,
jingle, jingle, jingle.
For the Bowser Party, this one is Bowser Bad Breath. We already seen it in E3, so there's not nothing we could talk about. The next one is the one when Bowser's rotating and hitting, and he was hitting her.
He was pissing me off. I don't know who the hell he thought he was, alright? He was clocking Peach's tea.
She was a beauty.
The next one that got on my nerves was the roulette one. They KO Wario immediately. They KO'd him out. Back to back. I was like, really? It just said boom, 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 done.
That's funny. Are you kidding me? I found it hilarious. Yeah. I like this one.
That's
actually
so cheap.
I might be the alone in this.
Exactly.
But
it's cheap though. That's cheap.
Six hearts. But it looks fun. Went down to zero in a matter of 3 seconds. They comboed him out. It may be fun for the Bowser Party person, but it does not look fun to me. Especially how they just did poor Big Sexy like that.
Yeah, they don't deserve to do that to Big Sexy Wario.
They just gave his life away, sold his life for any bitty change.
Yeah, it was wrong. I didn't like that Nintendo did that.
Mm-mm-mm. And the next one is the one that we saw, the jumping one with Bowser. Choose left or right, and you choose left or right as well. We already seen that one before,
mm-hmm.
So there's nothing else for us to say on that one. And the one with the Great Balls of Fire, great bars of fire, actually.
Great balls of fire? So, well, they're bars made of balls.
But what are you thinking?
No, I meant the great balls of fire. Not nothing nasty yet.
What's that next minigame?
The next minigame is the one with Bowser Climb. We actually see the functionality of Bowser. That they gotta press the ZL and ZR buttons 5 times in order to climb up. And each time he hits one of the one players, they lose 3 hearts. And it's a short minigame, only 10 seconds. Very short. The next one is the one like shot, drop, and roll. Kind of like that, but we already saw it before. And it was in the E3, so we don't need to like talk about it.
Yeah.
But we actually see like the function of Bowser, like what he actually does.
Wait, is this the one with the weird wheel thing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, okay, I know what you're talking about.
And the pinball one, we already saw that as well.
That one looks so fun.
We saw a lot of the Bowser Party Mini games. And next one's the roulette. It's the roulette one where Bowser gets 3 turns. 3 turns. Spinning that wheel and landing and making sure I think it's kind of like the player's fault. I really think it's the player's fault where Bowser, he practically has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Well, that one was a weird one. When you first see it, you're just like, this is okay. I didn't hate it. That one I really want to see. I think actually we did have a nice amount of already seen it, but I'm interested to play that one.
Like, that one, I don't mind. And I realize Bowser can stop it as well. He can stop it as well. On his command. The next one is the luck one. You know we're going to have some luck. This one is the luck. We're all due to Bowser. So, yeah, and let's say Peach. Poor Peach.
That's an understatement, Boo.
Yeah.
You can't even say poor. All right. Donkey. That's like, he freaking demolished her existence.
Because her bingo board was covered. Anyone have something to say about that one?
Peach.
Who was that? Do it again.
Peach.
I can't.
Don't ever do that again.
That was my Peach impersonation.
I could do a lot
better. Hi, Mario. That's what
she's probably saying, though.
After you're getting hit by that fire, yeah.
Ouch. And that's pretty much it. I like the background, how the background suddenly changed dark, and then, you know, they all get attacked. And then Peach got covered out of the game. And so, that's a lot of minigames. Literally, that's all the minigames.
Yay! Does anybody have anything to comment on the minigames before we finish our Mario Party 10 discussion?
Probably the worst minigames I've ever seen of any Mario Party.
Wow.
Really?
I'm just joking.
Oh. That sounded serious.
I'm joking. Of course I'm joking. All right, I was commenting positively.
I think no matter what you say about everything else that this game has, I think the minigames are, again, like 9, just really, really looking good. That's like the best thing so far.
Super Zamasy. Okay, so we're done with Mario Party 10 discussion, unless I missed something. I don't think I did, so... Hooray, look out for Mario Party 10 and the Super Mario Amiibo March 20th in the U.S. For Wii U.
And be sure to say Happy Valentine's Day to Mario Party 10.
Yeah, I guess. No?
Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day...
to Mario Party 10.
Moving on. Let's start with, I think we should do news and, sorry, my nose, news and community first. Don't laugh at me. Laugh at my pain, I'm gonna cry. I don't think there was that much news except for that the new 3DS was launched. Oh, and some amiibo have been launched as well into, like, certain stores. But, the new 3DS came out. I got mine, as mentioned prior. Who else got one? Z.
What was that? Oh, I just came back to the call. I heard his...
SZ is... I'm talking about, hey, did anybody get a new 3DS? And SZ just goes...
Oh, he probably got one.
Did you get one, SZ?
No.
Oh, really?
You better not get one. You're not allowed to get one until I get one, which is never.
Wait, are you joking?
Who? I didn't get one, so...
I thought you said you got the Majora's Mask.
Yes, the
ding, ding. But... So, why are you so awkward, this podcast? Wait, this podcast has so many damn awkward pauses, all right? You better get it together before I clock the T on you, all right?
Okay, I'm just
No one
got no damn 3DS, all right? So move the hell on before I
really?
Okay, punch you.
I thought I was not alone in this, so I'm the only one who has a new 3DS XL. Wow,
what? When did you get one?
I got one when it came out.
Who gave you the money to get that, Soul?
Me.
You spent your McDonald's money on that crap?
I don't work at McDonald's.
You don't... Boo, here's another McDonald's money, bitch! Oh my god.
So you didn't get the joke?
You don't know what that means?
I now understand it.
No, you don't. What does it mean?
I don't think I'm up for the liberty to discuss that.
You know what it means? It means that you spent the money that you usually spend on, like, food or whatever on that.
Okay.
That's what it
means.
Then
good. And then I had no idea what it meant before, but okay. Moving on, there's also, I think we're having a community night this week, so join in, ? But one thing that our very own Super Zambazy has been doing in the community is covering, Mario mods for, I think, the entire week. Is this the last day?
No.
Yesterday,
yesterday was the last day. Yeah, I just do 5 days. So the first day I did 60... Okay, so basically I didn't focus on one game like I did 2 years ago or when however long I did it. I focused on the series as a whole and, like, the different projects and little things that people have done in that game or series. So first day it was Super Mario 64. Then it was... what was the second day, guys? Oh, Galaxy. It was Galaxy 1 and 2. Then it was New Super Mario Brothers series. Then it was Mario Party, which
I didn't even know there was Mario Party mods.
Well, that's the thing. There's just so little of it that you don't even know. And I'm hoping that some people see this and kind of get inspired to do a little more because it's really cool. And then the last day was Sunshine. Which is also really awesome and very
The new. Sunshine ones were good.
Yes.
So, yes, please do check them out because there were a lot of interesting ones. I knew about some of them, but I didn't know about other ones. So that sounded very descriptive. Very, very descriptive. I don't think there was actually that much news otherwise. Majora's Mask and Monster Hunter came out. Also, I can confirm with SZ that with Majora's Mask 3D, no games... from now on have Club Nintendo codes. So, I just barely got Club... I literally had to go fishing through games to find it, because I had 45, or like 30 coins left to get Platinum, and I found, apparently I never turned in Mario Kart 7, so I finally have Platinum status. So seriously start fishing through your games, because no games are going to have codes from now on.
And if you don't want to do that, because you don't care about Club Nintendo, give them to me.
Or me, because I really want to get the poster set. I want the poster
more.
Set.
Send me one.
No, okay, you guys are stealing my thunder, all right? Send an email to my Gmail, spiderstaryu@gmail.com.
No.
Send it to me, and you know, I'll mention you in a video. I'll mention you, I'll do that. I'll mention
no, no,
I'll
no,
sing
no,
you
no,
happy
no,
birthday.
Do
I don't give what, I don't, I'll freaking make, like, crazy sounds. I don't care what the hell you want. You just tell me to do something, and I'll most
do
likely
not
do
this.
It. Yes, you send me Club Nintendo codes. spiderstaryu@gmail.com.
Oh
do
gosh.
It.
Can you give them to me instead? Well, I need them. Sorry, doesn't.
I have a question. Would they let you register the same game twice?
No, unfortunately.
That's why it took so long.
I wish it was like that. Because I would have so much more coins now.
Oh, I don't know.
So wait, are you at Platinum status?
What?
Who?
Star, are you at Platinum?
What?
Are you at Platinum?
No, I'm not even at Gold yet.
Oh, okay, never mind.
What are you singing for? You better shut up. Are you at gold? Are you at platinum?
I need 50 more for platinum. That's why I need, like, one more.
Wow. Oh. Well, you know what? Don't send it to him, because he doesn't need it. Send it to me. I need gold, at least.
At least somebody sent him a code. As if I had one more, I would give it to you, but I think I literally just ran dry. Because I was in the same boat as you. I was, like, really running out of games. I was like, there are no more games I have left, but apparently I never registered Mario Kart 7, so that was my last game.
What sucks is that I had a bunch of GameCube games and a bunch of DS games that I never registered because I always save them for another time, and they don't work anymore.
Yeah. Moving on. Sorry, I was swallowing. I was drinking. I told you I'm really awkward about this. Moving on to what have you been doing? I don't want to go first. Who wants to go first? I nominate SZ.
Oh, okay.
You want me to go first?
Boo, SZ. How much do you have to say?
Not that much.
Okay. I don't believe that.
I really don't.
You can go first. You go first, Boo. You go, you go Bunny Honey Special K. Vanilla Almond. With bananas and strawberries.
Yes. Looking like a fresco bowl. But, I played... No, I didn't play. I editing my game. I got rid of a challenge for the game because I just want to show... I want to make videos of the progress. I have to make videos... See, this is what Percocet does. It makes you lose your train of thought. I had to... Fuck it. Let's move on.
Well, yeah, I was like, I'm really trying to figure out what you were trying to say.
Let's just say I had three tooth pulled out yesterday. Three teeth pulled out yesterday.
Ah!
Three.
Wisdom teeth?
No, one impacted with another, so they took out both, and there was a tooth that I always thought it had a filling in, but I noticed when I turned 15, the filling popped out, but I didn't care. And then after it rotted and decayed.
Ew.
I didn't know. I was 15. I didn't know. Because it was a filling in it, but the filling popped out. And I didn't know that the filling actually popped out.
Aw, Boo. Dental health is very important.
It wasn't my fault. They said it was a filling there, but they saw chips of the... I kept my teeth, though. But I kept the teeth. They on my dresser.
Ew. They're gonna make them into a necklace.
Mind you, I was having teeth pain. I didn't go to class on Wednesday or Thursday. Cause my tooth was hurting so bad.
When were they pulled? Monday?
Oh, they got pulled on Friday.
Friday? Oh my god. Wait. Oh, okay, never mind.
They pulled them out. When I went there, they pulled that one tooth out. The tooth that was killing me, she pulled it out with ease. It didn't hurt a bit. I was like, Jesus, praise him, praise him, hallelujah. The other two teeth, this, not to call her out her name, it just felt like old metal ripping your tooth out. I'm like, it did not hurt, but I was growling like a dog.
Ouch.
The whole time, I'm like, oh man. When she took it out, I was like, that's it? She was like, yeah. She only numbed me up once. And now March 30 gonna take out my wisdom teeth. So I'm like, yeah. That one they gonna put me to sleep. And I'm like, bitch, you better put me to sleep. Put me to sleep. Or not somebody getting hurt. Cause I'm about to punch you. I'm about to ruin your mascara.
This sounds disgusting. Your entire tooth adventure sounds disgusting because it cannot. Like, it's like when somebody says they meant it's about as hard as pulling teeth. That's what I'm imagining, and I don't like teeth. So, are you done with your, what have you been doing?
Oh no, that was just the beginning.
That's just the first event of your journey through the week.
Mm-hmm. And the last few, the days before that, I played, what we played together, SZ? Oh, we played,
I can't remember.
Super Smash Bros. For the N64. Should I talk about it, SZ?
Yeah, go ahead.
SZ said, I'm too good. I was like, really? I'm like, don't lie to me. Because I beat SZ. How many times did I beat you, SZ?
You know, I don't think it's important how many times.
I really don't know. I think it was a lot. Not that much. Like, probably 7 to 5 or 7 to 4.
Did we play Mario Party? I can't remember. I feel like
we tried playing Mario Party 9 and failed.
Oh, that's right. That did not work.
I played the Wii U Smash. I played it by myself, though. And I played, like, a team, like, a random team. And let's just say, I'm very good at it. I'm very good because I was kicking the ASS what was meant to be kicked.
Oh.
Because I was doing it good. I was doing it so good that people were mad and they left because I was doing it so good. And I was not spamming, but Zelda and me, we was doing it good. I mean, I had the tea and I had the shade and I was clocking and throwing at the same time and obliterating. Get into that. Because my thing is, I was giving them what they need. I served the tuna and I spiked somebody. I am good. I am a goddess of spiking when I'm with Zelda. Goddess, yes, because we with Zelda. I can do it so well.
Ah, you're the goddess of tuna?
Yes. Tuna fish, solid white albacore.
Ew.
Because I was doing it. I mean, I didn't know I had that in me. They was getting mad because when I usually fly them off the stage, and I jump, and I just do the, what's that move? It was like the fire, but it's upward.
Dense fire?
Connects, yes, but it connects upward, and they get mad.
Wait, and then you mean your aerial up move? Oh, yes. No, that's not dense fire. That's just some fire move.
Yeah, just the fire thing. They get mad, and they get caught up in fire. And then after, I had the smash ball. The person didn't know what I was going to do, so instead, I hit the sweet spot. I finally realized what that is. And they kind of, like, flew up the stage. When they came back on, I used to final smash. They were so mad. They left. I was like, don't get mad. Get glad. Force flex. Like, yes, I'm going to give you what you
That's
need.
The power of pine salt, baby.
Yes, I'm giving them everything. Everything that they desire. I didn't know I had that in me. And then after I threw someone in the air, I did the wind move. I can't pronounce the
Pharaohs.
Yeah, Pharaohs. I did the wind thing, and I did it in the air, and I hit them while they was in the air. I was like, oh, sweetie. I was like, I didn't know that was going to work. Oh, they was pissed off. I mean, they really pissed off. Then after I played as Ness, let's just say, Timmy moment.
Good Timmy moment.
Whoa, what was that?
What?
I did a Timmy moment, and it worked. And I'm about to go downstairs and see what happened. But that's all I've been doing.
Okay, I'll go next. What? Oh my. Oh, okay. Okay. So it's my turn. What has been going on? I've been finally starting to upload videos again. Oh my god! And I don't want you guys who are watching this from my channel. Please don't watch the video where it's me doing Break the Targets, and I just failed the same time over and over again with Fox. I couldn't do that Break the Targets. It's not right. It's impossible to do.
Okay, so that means you should all watch it.
No, don't watch it.
There'll be a link in the description.
No! Oh my god, I was so embarrassed. I had to upload, because my friend's like, come on, you cannot upload it. Come on, you gotta upload these videos. So I uploaded it anyway, and like, I felt so bad uploading it because, like, I did so freaking bad in that video. Like, you literally see me. You know how Break the Targets is, right? I was constantly failing at the same point each and every time. I wasn't failing, like, at the beginning or anything like that. It was at the end, and it was at the same time each time. The same spot. Not the same time. Same spot each time. It was so embarrassing. Oh, my God. But I uploaded it anyway, so if you do want to check it out, it's on my channel.
Cry about it.
I will. Because what's funny is that, you know, I did really bad there, but the Board the Platforms video is going to be worse.
Oh, no. There's a worse one?
When it's with Fox as well. It was even worse than what I did with that one. So that's going to be up, like, maybe later today. I don't know. Maybe not later today. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Or Monday. Something like that. You'll find out. If you're subscribed to me, you'll find out. Other than that, what else has been going on? You know, actually, I've been playing Smash Bros. Wii U as well. I finally did all the characters on All-Star, on Hard.
Oh, I think I'm almost done with that, if not already done.
Yeah, I did all the characters on Hard. So that took a long time.
Not mine.
Yeah, it took a long time. So, finally did it. I don't. The achievement thing didn't pop up. I think it's because I didn't do. I did one more like normal, and I didn't notice.
Or you might not have done all Mii Fighters.
Yeah, it's something like that. I gotta check.
Because that happened to me.
Other than that, what else? Speaking about Smash Bros. Wii U, people on Wi-Fi get so mad when they lose. They change their name to literally talk. Because you know how, like, that's something that me and Timmy used to do?
That's a thing?
Yeah, well, actually, a lot of people have done it before. I did a lot back then in Smash Bros. Brawl, too. Where you change your name to talk to people. So, like, since there's no other way to talk to them, you can just keep changing your name to different words to talk to them. Like, you know, oh, wow, you're good. Or something like that. You know, you could change it to that. People keep changing it to, like, things like hacker. Or, wow, you won because of lag. Or things like that. And it's like...
Wait, their entire name?
Well, no, they do multiple names. So, you won because of lag. And they just keep doing that. Like, you won because of lag.
Oh, like, when in the character selection screen thing.
Yeah, and it's so freaking ridiculous.
That's stupid.
They're salty.
Can you say
people change their names on Wi-Fi and Smash Bros. Wii U. They change their names to talk to you. So that they could be like, hacker, you are a hacker, or something like that.
So
you're
funny.
Stupid. Why is that? That's not funny.
Can you
it's
record
like,
that for me, please?
I will record it next time it happens.
That sounds so funny.
But usually,
I don't think that's
to be fair, though.
Somebody said I was spamming Zelda Dizfire. I'm like, how am I spamming it if you're standing over there as Toon Link trying to hit me with a freaking arrow?
I know, that's the thing. Like, they spam things like that. But, you know, technically it's not spam because, you know, that's what the character's move. That's how the character gets in and does its moves. That's what the character has to do. And, like, they're like, oh, you're spamming. So, like, I always tell people when they say I'm spamming or whatever the case might be, I tell them, I'll put it away. Just leave it there. What I tell these people all the time is that, you know, if you could do better, why don't you show me how much better you can do with that character? And ironically, they don't do better at all. So it's like, it's funny when they say like, oh, you don't have to spam to win because, you know, technically I'm not even spamming because if I was spamming, I'd be doing the same move with no purpose. I would just be doing the same move over, 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 and over and over again. That's why I tell people, like, that's not spam. What's spam is if I, like, let's say I picked, like, Pikachu and I just keep using Pikachu's Thunder Jolt. Or I spam the Thunder move. I just keep doing it over and over and over and it has no purpose. I'm just doing it because I'm like, oh, hey. Why not? Just I'm gonna keep doing that. Or like when remember like in the previous video, the 2004 in review thing where like SC kept using judgment. That's what spam is. That's you use the same move with like no purpose. You're just doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. That's
wait what?
When we did that video, I'm using an example.
Oh,
remember kept using judgment.
With game
yeah,
games. I did that on purpose, by the way.
Yes, purpose. You said you were gonna do it. So, but I'm just telling these people because like people say like, oh, that's spam. This is spam. That's spam. When it's not spam, you're just mad because you don't know how to deal with it. That's the truth. Because these people don't know how to deal with anything. They can't deal with like the fact that like, oh, you're grabbing me a lot. Well, why don't you stop freaking letting yourself be grabbed? Oh, you keep juggling me in the air. Why don't you let me come down? Why am I gonna let you come down if you're gonna freaking attack me? Of course, I'm gonna do anything that it takes to make sure that you lose. I'm not gonna give you a chance to win. I can't stand.
Though I do hate people who juggle me in the air because I'm always struggling with that.
You could get mad at it, but you can't be like, oh, you know what, you're spamming, oh, you're this, you're that. Because it's like, it's coming off as butthurtness. You're just mad because you lost, you don't know how to deal with this, so you want to complain, whine and moan, and act like, oh my god, you know, you're not fun to play with because you do this, 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 and that. Well, you know what, you could get better and do the same things or whatever the case might be, but you know, you don't want to do that, so you just want to complain and moan and be a victim or whatever the case might be. I can't stand playing with people like that. And I have played with people like that all the time. Okay, that's my little mini rant. I'm sorry. Because trust me, guys, when I say the thing's been happening a lot, it's been happening a lot. People change their names to talk crap. So, you be careful about that next time. Other than that, nothing else has been going on. It's Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day!
Valentine's Day sucks.
I got hearts from some people, some heart chocolate candy. I got it from three people. Three different hearts. So I feel happy about that. But I don't like... You see... Wait. Let me pull this crap up. You hear this? You hear that? Okay. These are... Okay. I don't know how to pronounce them. Elmer chocolate. since 1855. They're basically chocolate things that come in this little heart thing. I'll take a picture of it and I'll post it maybe if I remember. If I don't remember, remind me. But basically inside are different types of chocolate, and the only chocolate in there that's good is the chocolate with the caramel. But inside they have like dark chocolate with coconut, coconut or like dark chocolate on the inside with this thick chocolate, and it's like I feel like I'm eating like Nutella, and it's disgusting. And I'm like ew. So like only like one chocolate or one or two chocolates inside of these are really good. No tea, no shade, but you know candy's candy, so I'll take candy. Oh, I'm sorry, I've been talking for too long. Yeah, that's it. That's all the stuff I wanted to talk about. I'm sorry for ranting, but when I get into it, I have to keep going on.
SZ, do you want to go?
I'm trying to... Well, because we already talked about, like, the week of Mario Mods that I already did. And then I don't think we played anything else
last Saturday. You got Majora's Mask?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, I did. I got it yesterday. And... I don't know.
Is it everything you hoped for and more?
It's everything I expected. I mean, it's just Majora's Mask that looks better. With, like, nicer controls. With, like, the touchscreen and... Yeah, that's about it. But I did forget just how good this game was. Like, the whole... Like, you hear about it all the time because the game's coming up and it's about to release, and so you're always hearing about like 3-day cycle and this is how the game works, blah blah blah, but then when you actually play it, you forget how just such an awesome feeling you have when you play that game where like the world's about to end. And yeah, it's just
best plot.
I don't know, it's I can't think of another game that makes me feel this way when playing.
You can't think of such a dire game.
I mean, I'm sure there is. I'm blinking. But this one has a specific, different feeling that I don't think I felt with anything else. And how far am I? I just beat the Woodfall Temple, which is the first one. So.
Oh, did you do the? Wait, do you mean beat? Like you beat the boss, or you're there now? Oh no, gosh, I beat it. Good for you. I'm actually clapping, but I'm not going to. But I'm gonna air clap.
Okay.
We had to talk about one more thing.
Soul, didn't your little brother play Majora's Mask?
He did, but I think he's still in Woodfall.
Oh,
so I don't have much to say on it at all. Even still, it looks really nice from what I've seen. Though the game looks really good, and I don't know if it's because of the new 3DS, but I honestly think that the screen has been enhanced like color wise or something. Because I was playing Super Smash Bros. And the character selection screen looks a little better, or maybe it's just because the brightness is better on the new 3DS, but the game looks very, very good. So if you haven't gotten it, perhaps you want to take a look. Ezzy, do you have anything else?
I don't think so. No.
Oh, okay. I've been hanging out with my friends a lot lately. Yesterday, my friends came over and we played we played Mario Kart, and then we took a lot of pictures, and that was like pretty much it. And they were there for like a full 3 hours. Oh no. Then we walked out, there's this gas station like 15 minutes away from my house, and it's like this walk along this road, like with a couple houses along the road. And we went at night, and there were no lights at one point, and then we started getting scared, so I had to like keep pressing flash on my phone because the flash button doesn't stay on. So you just like, keep pressing it. It was like a full 15 minutes, and then the temperature started to drop, and I was so happy that I gave my friends my, because I have a whole bunch of jackets, because I'm that person. I have like 3 hoodies, so I gave them to them. But it was like a full 15 minutes of walking, and we're like, it's so cold. And I was like, you have to come. Like, it dropped a full like 6 degrees in the 15 minutes we were out there. It was 36 to 30 or something like that. And we're like, this is below freezing, and I'm kind of getting cold now. I think I need my parents. And so they picked this up. And I felt really bad for them having to do that because I mean, Mom really didn't want to do so. But I really was going to try and, like, do it. But I'm like, it's extremely cold. So, yeah. It was really fun when I hung out with them though. I also completed my first book for... I completed my first short story, kind of. I think I have to do, like, editing and whatever, but it looks fine right now. I think there was a typo in there somewhere, though, so I might have to fix that later tonight. But, I finished first short story for creative writing class. And then I have a, I finished my first book for language arts. And I think we're starting Othello on Monday. And then there was one thing else. Yeah, my amiibo. I didn't want to, like, say it then. But I accidentally got a Sheik amiibo because a while back, I thought I got a Sheik. We ordered Sheik off of Amazon, and we couldn't find the order last month, like, towards the end. We couldn't find it. And then it turned out we used my older brother's because when I got the package, it was addressed to my older brother who doesn't live here anymore. So it's like, why would we have it? Yeah, it turned out that we had ordered off of his account. So I have an extra Sheik, which, again, I'm going to be trying trading for a Sonic. But that Sheik, I haven't opened out of its box, but both Sheik and Rosalina are really high quality. So I'm really looking forward to having the rest of them. I'm aiming for King Dedede because King Dedede, what I can see, is looks the best, in my opinion. He looks so cool. So I can't wait to get him. They're not coming out. They're not coming till the end of the month, I don't think, because if they have the same release dates in Japan as they do here, Ninningam game, where I got them from, they're not giving it to us anytime soon. That's all I've been doing. So, I guess that's the end of the podcast. I hope each and every one of you had an amazing time listening to us.
Wait, we forgot to say Chili Waters.
Chili Waters, what?
We've been playing Chili on Wii, Spice Star U, and Super Saiyan Z. We've been playing Chili Waters.
And was it?
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
What's her name? Yeah, Honey Bush is E1.
Yeah.
Surprise. Surprise. Ezzy, don't be bitter. Gosh.
The problem.
Sorry.
The problem with us playing Mario Party is that we're just too nice at times. Or it's like,
what?
Oh, I don't.
And you mean we were nice to you? We were nice to you. We didn't steal a star from you. I stole a star from Boo. Boo was thinking of stealing.
Yes, we were nice.
Boo
to
was
you.
Thinking of stealing a star from me.
Well, first of all, I did go to Boo and I stole from DK. It wasn't as big because it was just coins. But this is overall, not just that game, but overall, it's like we're just too nice.
So next time you don't want to be nice next time.
At times, I'm like, well, we should not be. This is the point of the game. We should just.
No,
I think we would take
that's
it.
That's not the point. That's not the point of the game.
I think we take it way too offensively. Especially if one of us laughed, we would take it really offensively.
I know for me personally, I would not. It doesn't matter what happens in that game. It's like it's a game, so I don't care if you laugh at me at all. You can do as much as you want. Like it's just a game. It's fine for me. I don't know about everyone else.
Oh.
No, you don't. I'm sure me and Boo wouldn't.
All right. Are you done with Chili Waters? Because I had nothing to say on it because I wasn't there. Well, yes. That was the end of the podcast. It is time for the ending information. You can subscribe to us and rate us on iTunes. Please do, because we would love it. Rate us especially. Give us 5 stars and we'll give you a hug and a kiss for Valentine's Day. You can also check us out on MariaPrettyLegacy.com and the Lost Levels podcast at their very own website, thelostlevels.MariaPrettyLegacy.com. And you can also check out the forum, MariaPrettyLegacy.com/forum, where I think we talked about last week, had a little bit of an overhaul, or maybe it was 2 weeks ago, and I'm just really bad with dates again. So yeah, check that out. As for me, you can follow me on Tumblr, you know, at lapissyourpants.tumblr.com. Or Nintendo Network, COMPTE.
As for me, you can follow me through the ends of the earth, across the frozen sea. I am Spider Star U. I am Spider Star U everywhere, on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Tumblr, Nintendo Network, and Google Plus. Add me to your circles, not your triangles, not your squares, but your circles. And make sure you're following me on Tumblr because I post there a lot.
Everywhere you look. When you said that, that's what I thought of. Everywhere you look.
Yeah. But yeah, follow me in those places, please.
Super Sam is everywhere. Boom.
DarkBoo007 Twitter. YouTube DarkBoo. And Nintendo Network DarkBoo007.
Please check us all out. And also, goodbye. I hope you had fun listening to the podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bonsoir.